Tonight Gimel Shvat is the yard site of my maternal grandfather Shlomo Ben Yitzchak. The shiur tonight is Le'iloi Nishmaso. Gimel Shvat is also the yard site of Moshe Soloveitchik. It's an important event in yeshiva history, and we'd probably be remiss if we didn't mention that, given that tonight's Gimel Shvat is also Erev Shabbos, the comment of the Eliyahu Rabba, the end of Hilchos Chanukah, Siman Taf Reish Pei Hei Sukkot and Dalid, Eliyahu Rabba writes, Metzasi Kasuv La'olam kishachal rosh chodesh shvat biyom dalid asu kor v'shela gadol b'osachorif. Whenever rosh chodesh shvat falls on Wednesday, that year is very cold and snowy. V'asimen hu vayigash yom vav gimel shvat ki asu kach baduk menusa. It's well tested that when gimel shvat falls on Friday, it's a cold and snowy winter. Vayarei Dvar Hashem Heinis, pasuk by Makas Barad. He quotes this from Isaac Darshan. Don't know too much about Isaac Darshan. In fact, I know nothing about him, but he said this. V'nog lomar simin vayigash vavya gimel shvat shele gadol yiyye v'kor. Okay.
Is this referring to Israel or the whole world?
I don't think it's... No, El Yerabah was in Europe. okay, but it's very stormy in Eretz Yisrael tonight, as I understand. And it's been a cold winter. What can we say? Okay, tonight's topic is Nira Lenachri and its application to time zones. We find the notion of Nira Lenachri in various contexts, in Chazal, by Lo Sachsom, by Siras, but perhaps most prominently we find it by Hilchos Shabbos, and we generally assume, as the Gemara in Shabbos tells us in Daf Kuf Nun, Amir Lenachri Shvus, Amir Lenachri is a din de Rabbanan, and whenever we talk about the Shvus, 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 Malka Mitzvah, usually we're talking about Amir Lenachri as a prototypical Shvus. Yet, there's an interesting Mechilta, which is reflected in Rashi Ala Torah in today's Sedra. Pasuk says, Yud Beis Tezayin, Ubayom Harishon Mikar Kodesh, Ubayom Hashvi Mikar Kodesh, Yalachem, first page in the Mar Mekomos, Kol melacha lo ye'asev ahem, ach asher ye'achel l'chol nefesh hu levado ye'asev lachem, says Rashi, lo ye'asev ahem, quoting the Mechilta, afilu ayidei cheirim. So you're not allowed to have melacha done for you, even by others. So what are we talking about? If you look in the Ramban here, page 2 in the Marmakamos, the Ramban says, one second, if we're talking about you can't have another Jew do melacha for you, then you don't need a special Rebbe Yakasa to tell you that. That's obvious, you can't have another Jew do melacha for you. Ella, why are we talking about a Nachri doing Malacha for you? Well, don't we assume that Amir Lenachri is a Dinder Rabbanan? So how can you have a Pasuk that tells you a Dinder Rabbanan? So ultimately the Ramban is forced to say that it must be the Mechilta is some form of Asmachta. Maybe there's a distinction between Amir Lenachri, where the Nachri does Malacha with his own material, as opposed to where he does Malacha with your material. So if he does Malacha with the property of a Jew, that's more Chamor. Maybe that's where the Asmachta applies, as opposed to if he does malacha on his own, with his own material, then that's even lower than the asmachta. That's a pure derabanan, but be that as it may, the Rabban seems forced to say that this is only an asmachta. After all, the Gemara is beferish that Amir Lenachri is a din derabanan. However, there are some Rishonim that seem to give more credence to Amir Lenachri having perhaps at least elements of being a din deraisa. The Beis Yosef in the end of Siman Reish Mem Daled quotes a smag. The Smag assumes that the Pashtus in this Mechilta is that it's a din d'oraisa. The Taz on the fourth page of the Mar Mekomos here, in the end of Siman Reish Samach Gimel, makes mention of this Smag. Here the Pima Gadim again says maybe the Smag only means an Asmachta, maybe it's not to be taken at face value. If you look at the next page of the Mar Mekomos, it's a Chuvas Maracha Zerua Simin Lamed. Maracha Zerua quotes the Smag. Sefer mitzvahs ditanya b'mechilta kol melacha lo yaseh v'hem lo sasata v'lo yaseh lecha chavercha v'lo yaseh lecha goy. So again, mechilta sounds like we're talking about a din d'oraisa. V'nir li she'ena el asmachta midasharina liten kelim lekoves nachri v'chein oras l'avdam b'beis ha'goy. There are certain dispensations where you can have a goy do melacha on his premises on your behalf under certain circumstances. If it was indeed a din deraisa, then there'd be much less license to distinguish between malacha performed on your behalf in Beis HaShel Goy, as opposed to malacha performed on your behalf in Beis HaShel Yisrael. Miulo lashon lo yasa kasa v'tar mashbek sashi drasha gemura ad kan dvarav. So that's what he quotes from the smag. Then he says linira shadrasha gemura he. No, in fact, it's a drasha gemura v'asira midaraisa heichad lakatzatz. And there is a application of a mila nachri min haTorah in a situation where the nachri is getting paid by the job that he's doing. He's not getting paid a lump sum. He's getting paid for the specific effort that he's putting in on Shabbos. So then, Amir Lenachri, in that situation, says the Maracha Rizrua, would indeed be a din d'araisa. There's another Ramban in the Aseret HaDibros in Parshas Yisro on the pasuk that says, Gercha. So who's this Ger that we're talking about in the Aseret HaDibros who's Mitzuvah on Shabbos? So the Ramban suggests that al pi pshuto shel mikra, al derech hapshat, it's referring to a ger toshav. If we're talking about a ger sek, a convert, so then, again, what's the chiddush? You have to deal with that issue in many psukim in the Torah where there seems to be rebu for ger, and the pashup shat is talking about a ger tzedek. So what do you need a rebu for? So we deal with that in the local context. But at face value, if we're talking about a ger tzedek, what do you need a rebu for? El what? The Ramban thinks al pi pshuto is talking about a ger toshav. A Nachri, a listener of Israel, who accepts upon himself the Shabbat mitzvahs to live in peace with his Jewish neighbors. So there, it would emerge that Amira Lenachri, if he is a Ger Toshav, would be potentially a Isser D'Araisa. If he does Malach on behalf of Israel. A Ger Toshav is not Mitzvah in Shabbos. A Ger Toshav is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. It's supposed to be Mechal Shabbos. But for a Ger Toshav to do malacha on behalf of Israel, according to this John, the Rabban Torah, would be an Isser D'Araisa. Rav Shechter points out that Tosas and Yavama sounds this way also. Mem Chesem and Beis and Yavama, the next page in the Marmar Kamos, Dibur Maskel Zeh Ger Toshav. Again, here the Gemara is a drasha on the Ger and the Aseret HaDibros. And Tosas concludes, Minir D'Hacha Be'osa Malacha L'Tzarech Yisrael Dumya Divina Fesh Ben HaMaskha. So Tosas seems to be suggesting that a Ger Toshav does malacha on behalf of a Yisrael, that could be an Isser D'Araisa based on this pasuk. Rav Shechter suggests maybe that's the Ke'en D'Araisa for Amir Lenachri. If every Din D'Rabban has to have a Ke'en D'Araisa, it has to be patterned after a Din D'Araisa. So maybe if Amir Lenachri in general is a Din D'Rabban, that's patterned after Amir a Ger Toshav, which might be a Din D'Araisa. One final interesting marmalka on the part they still save quotes, a possibility that maybe there's a difference between Amir Lenachri by Yantiv and Amir Lenachri in Shabbos. The context of our pasuk in Parshas Bo is obviously Yantiv. So he quotes someone who suggests, and he rejects this, and he quotes others that reject it as being illogical, that maybe Amir Lenachri on Yantiv is a din d'araisa, Amir Lenachri on Shabbos is a din d'rabban. That would be fascinating and very difficult to understand. Okay. What's the reason for, assuming that Amir Lenachri, at least in most circumstances, is only a Din D'Rabbanan, what's the Tam Ha'Isser? So there are two Rashis in two different places in Shas that say two different things, and the standard Mahalach and Achronim is that they're not mutually exclusive, but complementary, and each highlight a different facet of the Isser of Amir Lenachri. So take a look first, the very first sugya in Perek Nisha Hifshech, the last Perek in Shabbos, Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara here is talking about a case, a person's traveling Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah is talking about a case, a person's traveling Erev Shabbos. It's about to become Shabbos. He has valuables. So what's the, how do we triage, or what's the priority, what are the options for dispensing with your valuables? Misha Hifshech, B'derech Nosen Kisa L'Nachri. So the best thing to do is give it over to a Nachri to take care for you over Shabbos. Gemara asks, "My time of Sharole Rabbanal Mesa Kisali Nachri." So, why are you allowed to do that? Gemara says, "Kim lehula Rabbanan deina other mamin asma mamono ili sharusle asi lasi dalar am sechaz." If we don't allow this Issa de Rabbanan, then you may come to violate an Issa de Raisa because you're going to be concerned over your potential financial loss. So what is the Issa de Rabbanan that we allow you to violate under these circumstances? Rashi says, "My time is sharle the meis of the nachri, v'harayu shalucha lisa enu b'shabbos." What's the problem? The problem is that you're making this nachri your shaliach, your agent to do malacha on your behalf on Shabbos. That sounds like the nature of the Issa of Amir Lenachri is shlichus. that you're having an achri serve as your shaliach to do a malacha, and that's the nature of this Issud Rabbanan. Rashi in Avodah Zarah says something different. Rashi in Avodah Zarah says Vav Amud Af. Here the Gemara is talking about not Shabbos per se, but the general Isser of selling a behema gasa to an achri. Rashi writes at the end of Dibur Maskil, Kevan Dizavna Kanye, Umasha Asili Yisrael Lomer La'akum Aseli Kach, Zeh Mishum Mimsel Chafzecha V'Dabri Davar, Dibur Asir. The reason it's Asir to tell an achri to do malacha on your behalf on Shabbos is because Mimsel Chafzecha V'Dabri Davar is a type of forbidden Dibur, a type of forbidden speech that you're not allowed to engage in Shabbos. Again, Rashi in Shabbos says Amir L'Nachri is a problem of Shlichus. Rashi in Avodah Zarah says Amir L'Nachri is a problem of Dabri Davar Mimsel Chafzecha. So the standard approach in Achronim, Aruch HaShulchan writes this in Simen Reish Mem Dalid Seif Dalid, Simen Reish Mem Dalid Seif Dalid. The Stipler has this in Simen Ches in Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Chanan has this in Chovetz Shir and Beitza Simen Mem Tes. Shuvas Avnei Nezer Aruch Chaim Simen Mem Gimel. So all these Achronim basically say the same idea, that the two Rashis are complementary and not contradictory. That there are two facets of Emir L'Nachri, both of which apply, and both of which sometimes are exclusive to a given situation. So on the one hand, Shlichus is relevant where the Nachri is doing Malacha on your behalf on Shabbos, even if you instruct him to do the Malacha before Shabbos. So you tell the Nachri, on Friday, do Malacha on my behalf on Shabbos. So in that case, he is serving as your Shaliach to do a Malacha that's Aser on Shabbos. Nimsa Chazachav Dabri Dabri, you don't have there. There's no Isser of Dabri Dabri on Erev Shabbos. Dabri Dabri is only relevant if you tell the Nachri to do something on Shabbos. But even if you're not telling him on Shabbos, and there's no Dabri Dabri, there's still a problem of Shlichus. How do we know that, in fact, that's the case? That you're not allowed to tell the Nachri to do Malacha on your behalf, to tell him before Shabbos to do Malacha on your behalf on Shabbos? That's also Mordechai in this Sugya in the beginning of Misha Hichshech. Mordechai in Shabbos, Simen Reish Memtes, where he notes that Rashi writes over here the next Dibur Maskil, sorry, the first Dibur Maskil in the Perek, Misha Hichshech Nosen Kisa L'Nachrim Bodyom. So we're talking about where you give over the money to the Nachri when it's still Friday. So the only reason we allow this, even though it's still Friday, is because Adam Bahol Al Mamono. But if not for that fact, it would be us to tell the Nachri on Friday to do Malach on your behalf on Shabbos. Okay, so you see from here,
with the intention to pay him after Shabbos?
You have to pay him, not paying him, he's doing you a favor. You're not allowed to tell the Nachri before Shabbos to do Malacha on your behalf on Shabbos. And there, that's clearly only an Isser of Shlichus, an Isser of Shlichus, not an Isser of Mitzvah Chavsecha. In the opposite case, let's say you tell the Nachri on Shabbos to do Malacha on your behalf on Motzai Shabbos. So there, that could be a violation of Mimsa Chavsecha Dabri Davar. You're engaging in a forbidden Isser on Shabbos, but the result is only going to be after Shabbos, when there's no problem of Shlichus. That's what these Achronim point out, that both of these elements of Emir L'Nachri are relevant. If you tell L'Nachri on Shabbos to do Malacha for you on Shabbos, then both of them apply. If you tell L'Nachri before Shabbos to do Malacha on Shabbos, you have a problem of Shlichus, not a Mimsa Chavsecha. If you tell L'Nachri on Shabbos to do Malacha after Shabbos, then you have a problem of Mimsa Chavsecha and not of Shlichus. So as far as that first application, telling a Nachri to do Malacha for you, telling him before Shabbos to do Malacha on Shabbos, Rabbi Karp, in his Hilcha Shabbat B'Shabbato, I think it's volume 3, page Tav Kuf Sadihei, says, well, if that's the case, then he assumes that it's Pashut, that this is relevant in the following situation as well. Let's say you have a Jew in Eretz Yisrael who calls a Nachri in New York Friday morning, in New York, Friday afternoon, Eretz Yisrael, not yet Shabbos, and he requested this Nachri in New York to do Malacha for him a few hours later when it's going to be already Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, but it'll still be Friday in America. So he's telling the Nachri when it's not yet Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael to do Malacha for him at a time that will be Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, even though it won't be Shabbos yet in New York. So Rabbi Karp says, you might have thought to compare this to the din in Shulchan Aruch in the end of Simen Reis Samach Gimel, which you have in the last two pages of the Mar Makomos. The Mechaber writes, Reisam Gimel Yedzayin, Yesh Omrim, Shemisha Kibel Olav Shabbos Kodem Shechashecha, Mutter Lomer L'Yisrael Chazeiro L'Asas Melacha. So a person makes Shabbos early. It's not yet night. It's not yet Benesh Mashos. It's still light outside, but you make Shabbos early. You're allowed to tell another Yisrael who hasn't yet been Mekabel Shabbos to do Melacha on your behalf. So shouldn't be this be the same thing? You're telling this Nachri in New York to do Melacha on your behalf at a time that is still going to be Friday in New York. So he says, no, the reason for this din in Simon Reis Samach Gimel, that you can tell someone was yet Mekabel Shabbos to do Melacha on your behalf, is as the Rashi explains in Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Aleph, Hol Dehinaseis Behatir L'Ososa, that at that time, for the person doing the Melacha, that's considered Heter. So Rabbi Karp assumes that wouldn't apply if this Nachri is doing Melacha for you at a time that's already objectively Shabbos where you are. So he thinks that's Pashut. I'm not so convinced why that should be Pashut. We'll see in a moment. Many other posts can say otherwise.
Is it affecting the person in Eretz Yisrael? Or is it affecting only here?
What do you mean?
Like, is something happening someplace?
Nothing's happening in Eretz Yisrael. So he's doing him a favor, doing something for him in New York.
There is a third time by Amir Lachim Zasser, right? The Rambam's time.
Yes, and that's, I'm sorry?
And that may be relevant over here, right? If you may come to it yourself.
Right.
And maybe that would distinguish between time zones, potentially, if it's...
If we allow this, then you may come to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. So none of the posts going to talk about this seem to raise that, but I hear where you're coming from. Okay. But Rav Shechter thought that's definitely not the case, that it would definitely be mutter to have the Nachmi do Malacha for you when it's still Erev Shabbos in America. But there are different gradations here that the post can talk about, are different variations on this theme. So Rav Avadia has Chazon Avadia, this is Volume Gimel of Shabbos, page Tav Kaf Zayin. So let's say you have a resident of Eretz Yisrael, someone who's in Eretz Yisrael, who has a business in America. So he assumes that this guy owns a business in America, so he's allowed to have the workers work in America when it's still Friday in America. And he thinks that's analogous to the case of the person who's Mekabel Shabbos early, that you follow the Shaliach, not the Mishaleach. Is a Shabbos in the place where the Shaliach, the one doing the Malacha, is doing the Malacha? So if the Malacha is being performed in America when it's still Friday, it's not yet Shabbos, that would be Heter Gamur. But he says also, you can make a phone call on Motzei Shabbos to America. You're in Eretz Yisrael, it's Motzei Shabbos. You want to call America when it's still Shabbos in America and talk to a Nachri to do something for you in America when it's Shabbos there. So Vadi assumes that will be mutter as well, because at the time that you are being mitzaveh, it's not Shabbos for you. And what do we care that it's Shabbos for the Nachri? Is he's a Nachri? So he's not mitzaveh in Shabbos at all. He's only the only problem with Amir LaNachri is if you have a Nachri doing Malacha on your behalf when it's asked of you to do Malacha. Here's some interview to do Malacha. So Maishna, what difference does it make that the Nachri happens to be in New York? Shuvas Dovev Meisharim, the Chibiner, in Chela Gimel, Simon Pei Gimel, was asked about, a Israeli living in Chol, who has, or not allowed to ask an Israeli, a Jew living in Chol, so he lives in New York, and he had a factory in Eretz Yisrael, with Jewish workers, fine. So can that factory be open on Yontif Sheni Shel Golios? The owner is, the owner is an American. He lives in New York. He's in New York. Can he have his Israeli factory open on Yontif Sheni Shel Golios, where the Israelis are doing work? So one thing that he entertains is that there's a difference between this case and the case of making Shabbos early. In the case of making Shabbos early, so there, the person who's doing malach on your behalf, it's not yet Shabbos for him, and, as the Taz explains, you have in theory the option of not being mekabel Shabbos yourself either. You decided to be mekabel Shabbos yourself. You can, in theory, if that Kabbalah was made with a certain understanding, so that could be Kabbalah Batos. There could be situations in which you could even renege on that Kabbalah. And you have the right to not be Mekabel Shabbos at that point. But as far as you're concerned, in Chutz La'aretz, Yom Tov She'ni is an objective Isser Melacha. So he suggests that maybe that's different. Maybe you couldn't have your factory open on Yom Tov She'ni, because as far as you're concerned, that's an objective Isser Melacha for a Ben Chol. So he ends up being Machmer. This Rav Avadya thinks that you could be Mekel here as well, as does Chalkas Yaakov, Rabbi Breisch from Switzerland, in Chalkas Yaakov, Arachayim, the new Madura, Simin Pei Zion. He assumes here as well. So he was asked, let's say you have a Jew in Switzerland, or the other case, you have a Jew in New York who's calling a Nachri in Switzerland to do Malacha at a time that it's Shabbos in Switzerland. So his baseline assumption is, as we suggested before, that it doesn't make a difference where the Nachri is. If the Yisrael is instructing him at a time that it's Chol where the Yisrael is, so even if the Nachri is in a place where it's Shabbos, there's no problem for the Nachri to do Malacha on behalf of the Yisrael. Akum is not Mitzuva in Shabbos. He's doing something on behalf of the Yisrael that the Yisrael himself could do on his own. He does suggest that maybe there's a difference between a Nachri doing Malacha privately on behalf of Yisrael, who's in a place where it's not yet Shabbos, and a business that is known to be owned by a Jew. So without clearly defining how to be magdir the isser or the problem, he suggests that it's probably not advisable if you have a business in Switzerland that is known as a Jewish business in a public way. So even if it's owned by a Jew in New York, it would be unadvisable to have that business open at a time that is Shabbos in Switzerland. Even though the people doing the malacha there are the Nachrim, they're doing malacha on behalf of Israel is in a place where it's not yet Shabbos, but since it's known as a Jewish business, then that's not advisable to have it open on Shabbos in the place where it is. Even if technically speaking you could get out of the details of a Mir Nachri, but he doesn't think that looks right. There's a tshuva of B'tzalel Stern, B'tzalel Chachma, Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Kafei, Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Kafei. He was in Australia, so that's a much bigger time difference between New York. So he was asked, can you have, one of the questions he addresses there, is can a Jew in Australia instruct a stockbroker in New York to purchase stocks for him on Friday in New York when it's way already the middle of Shabbos in Australia? So you're telling the Nachri before Shabbos to do Malacha for you, to engage his business on your behalf at a time that it is Shabbos where you are, but it's not Shabbos in New York. So in principle, he thinks that should be Mutter also. It's a little bit unclear, because he basically develops the same mahalach that we quoted from the Chalkas Yaakov and from Rav Avadya, that as long as a guy is not mitzuv in Shabbos and he's in a place, even in theory, even if it's Shabbos where he is, but you're in a place where it's not Shabbos, he can do malach on your behalf. Definitely in a place where, yeah. So here is the opposite case where you're in a place where it's Shabbos, you have enough to do malach on your behalf in a place where it's not Shabbos, but you're telling him beforehand. So if we start with our analysis, Daber Daber there isn't because your Dibur is before Shabbos, and Shlichus, well, how can you call that Shlichus on your behalf if he's doing it in a place where it's not Shabbos? So he's not, where he is not Shabbos. So on some level, he seems to suggest that might also be okay. And then in the end, in the summary, he ends up being Machmir, but it's not really clear where the progression was from the initial presentation to his final chumras. Rav Vosner as well, actually Rav Vosner's son, in Shevet Alevi Chel Gimel Simen Kufayin Beis, Shevet Alevi Chel Gimel Kufayin Beis, Rav Vosner's son, Rav Chaim Vosner, Rav Chaim Meir Vosner, also seems to start off the assumption that in these cases it would be mutter to have a nachri do malacha for your, on your behalf, if the nachri is in a place where it's not Shabbos, even if it's Shabbos where you are, if you instructed it before Shabbos. But in the end, he also is reluctant to pass on that way lemaisa. He says these are new shilas that we haven't had before, we don't really have clear precedent. So it seems that in the earlier case, the first case that we started with all respect to Rabbi Karp, it seems that there's a clear consensus that if a Jew in Eretz Yisrael instructs a Nachri in New York to do Malach on his behalf at a time that it's not yet Shabbos in New York, even if it's already Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, the instruction was done before, the Malach is done at a time in a place where it's not Shabbos, that there's what to rely on there. As well as the Motzai Shabbos case, if you're calling into Chutz Laaretz, there are more Bar Vacha, there seems to be what to be mekel about. Ben Eretz Yisrael, Motzai Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, is calling into Shabbos to have a Nachri do Malach on his behalf here when it's Shabbos. So many poskim seem to be mekel about that as well.